two words that have opposite meanings but sound the same. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G, making every day count. And for the next 3 weeks, we'll be sharing high holy day meditations, specifically as we are in the month of Elul, the month of preparation leading up to the high holy days and a fresh new year. Please God, a year filled with blessing and happiness. So as I mentioned, the month we're in currently, the Jewish month, is called Elul. It's known as the month of mercy, the month of compassion, but also the month of reflection, the month of Cheshbon, where we reflect on the year gone by, learn from our mistakes, celebrate the successes, and try and reconnect with our soul, reconnect with God, and improve and take the next step in our journey of personal growth and spirituality. We know nothing happens by chance. And the month that we are given to do this, which our mystics tell us is a month of great closeness between us and God. In fact, it's the month where the analogy is given that God is like a king in the field, Melech Basadeh, a king who once in a while strolls around by himself in the field where people are working and the common folk are, and he's truly accessible, but we need to go and speak to him. He's there, but we need to notice him and connect to him. So this is the month, and it has a name. The month is the month of Elul. Now, Elul is actually made up of two words in Hebrew, which both sound identical but spelled differently and have two opposite meanings. Let me explain. There's two words in Hebrew, lo and lo, sound the same. Lo, with an aleph, means no, not, negation. Lo, with a vav, means to him. It's a word of connection. And those two words make up the word Elul. Elul is Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed. And if you rearrange the letters, it's Lo and Lo. Lo with an Aleph meaning no, negative, negation. Lo with a Vav, which means to him, connection. And one of the great Hasidic masters once explained the following. He said, this is because this is how we grow. This is how we prepare for the coming year. We want to become higher. We want to grow. We want to transcend ourselves in a way. But often there's things holding us back. And what's holding us back primarily is that we are stuck in ourselves. We're stuck by our own egocentricity, by sometimes our own arrogance, not willing to go higher, not willing to go beyond that comfort zone, not willing to become unstuck. And the greatest impediment to personal, spiritual, or emotional growth is being stuck in who we are. Because we all have an ego. And the ego makes us insecure to change, to take a risk, to go beyond that comfort zone, to allow something higher than ourselves into ourselves, to allow other people into our sphere, to allow God into our relationship. Because we build a wall around us. We become stuck. We become arrogant in a certain sense. So the Hasidic master explained that the more we engage in the lo with an aleph, the more we negate our ego, the more we become humble, letting other ideas in, letting be more selfless, letting other people in to hear what they have to say, to hear their opinions, hear their perspectives. Most of all, letting God into the equation, the more we can do that, the more we can minimize the law, we can say no to being stuck in ourselves, the more we can become law, his, meaning connected to God, connected to something higher than ourselves. People often are scared with this terminology and with this language because they think negation of self means making oneself like a schmutz, as they say in Yiddish, a rag, and being, let everyone trampling on ourselves. That's not the way it is at all. Being humble is the greatest gift. Being humble means that we negate our own small self to become connected and become part of the reality of something much bigger than ourselves. We're expanding ourselves. We're allowing God into ourselves. We're submitting and surrendering to something which is far deeper, far greater, far more godly than we are in order that the we becomes something much greater than we are now. It just needs humility. It needs to be able to listen to others, to submit to something higher than ourselves, to understand that when God does something or he teaches us to do something that we don't understand, we get that he's smarter than us and he sees a bigger picture. And it allows us just to say, I'm not going to be stuck. I'm going to be expansive. I'm going to listen. I'm going to just connect to something higher because I know that it's higher than myself and will help me grow and help me become more meaningful and deeper. So that's the lesson of this month. The law with the Aleph is to say no to the ego. The law with the Vav is to say yes to being connected to something higher than ourselves. So let's try and contemplate on this a little bit. And let's do a meditation that will expose us to how we do this. And that we have it within ourselves to be humble and selfless. But we need to notice. We need to get to know ourselves. So first step is, let's try to notice. Close your eyes. Remove all distractions. And begin by noticing your breath, breathing in and out. Just in a relaxed and calm way, tap into the rhythm of life. Feel every inhalation. Feel every exhalation. Feel your lungs filling with air. Tap into the feeling of letting go of the toxicity that's in your body. Just for a few moments, just notice each breath. If your mind wanders, just gently bring it back. Now think about the breath, which in Hebrew is Neshima, which is the same letters as Neshama, your soul. As you continue to breathe, think about your soul. Deep within you, your godly spark. Our body and our animal soul can sometimes be animalistic. We have a conflict of two layers. The animal soul is where ego lives. Impulsivity. Self-absorption. Pursuit of pleasure. Ultimately, emptiness. But we can do better. We can go a lot deeper. Just think as you breathe in deeply. Go deep within yourselves. Discover the Nefesh Elokit, the godly soul. The pure godly spark that is always burning bright, sometimes very hidden, sometimes very latent. But it's pure. It's where values live. It's where a godly infusion takes place. And it's where selflessness lives. The ability to go higher than ourselves. The ability, by negating our ego, to transport ourselves to something completely higher than us. To a higher purpose, a higher meaning, a godly world. As you breathe in, picture yourself bypassing your ego, saying lo with an aleph, no, to being stuck. Shed the shackles of egocentricity, self-absorption, self-indulgence. Go past that, say no to it, and dig deeper within your essence, the real you, the godly spark, where we are connected, lo, with a vav. We are connected to something higher. We are connected to godliness, selflessness, a world completely higher than ourselves. Let's connect to that Elul. Say no to the self in a negative way. Take the pure self to a much higher place, the low of the vav. The Elul formula. Come back to where you are. Remember that idea. And every time we get told the voices in our head that we're too stuck and it's too late and it's hard to change, say no to that and yes to the essence, yes to the soul, yes to a higher connection. Wishing everyone a meaningful Elul. But of course, as we prepare for the Rosh Hashanah, we are confident that we're going to try our best to take the next step in our growth. But of course, God will shower upon us a sweet new year and a year filled with happiness and blessings. Shana Tova. We will do this for another 2 weeks. Another 2 weeks, bring in these insights to do with the new year. And in the meantime, wishing everyone a wonderful week.